Let's go to Psalms 33. Okay, you there? Okay. We're going to look at verse 12. It says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." That's a great verse, and I'm sure you've seen it other places. Regardless of whether our nation, the USA, is blessed, we're blessed. We're always blessed. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, you know where we're going. Going to look at verse 3. You probably all know it by heart. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places," or in the heavenlies, or the heavenly realm, in Christ. And because of that, we should just be thankful. And we should always be thankful. The word for blessed here is eulogetos, which is, you know, from eulogio. And it means to be well spoken of. So when we talk about blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's in the sense of, you know, we speak well of him, we praise him, which is a great thing. And it says, "Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places." And that's really great. I looked up the word blessed in the dictionary to see what it says in the English dictionary. It says, "To call holy, to adore, praise, give thanks for special goodness or beneficence. Pleasurable, bringing happiness, and blissful," which is, you know. So there's two parts to thankful, blessed in English. It's to praise or adore or give thanks. And then the other side is happiness or pleasurable. So let's go to Romans chapter 4. Now, in Greek, there's two different words for blessed. There's eulogeo with its, you know, different forms. The verb means to speak well of. The noun means blessing. The adjective means blessed, and there's another verb meaning to be blessed in. And then there's another word, makarizo, which means to consider blessed or happy, is the verb. The noun is blessedness or happiness, and the adjective is blessed or happy. So we have one word in English, but two words in Greek. And then there's also other words in Hebrew, which also mean, you know, happy and to speak well of. So, but in chapter 4 of Romans, we'll start in verse 3. It says, "For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt." So this is, you know, pointing out that, you know, it's about grace. It's not about works. "But to him that worketh not, but believed on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith, or believing, was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. And it was reckoned to him not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. So let's go back to, let's see, verse 6, where it says blessedness. And it's the word that's translated from makarizo. It's one of those forms. It means happy or happiness. It says, David describes the happiness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. Blessed, happy are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Well, then we should be happy, right?
Yeah, we are.
We should be really happy. You know, because all those things are true of us when we get born again. When we receive Holy Spirit, we're made righteous because we believe, right? And it says that we are to have happiness. We're to be happy. What a great thing. What a great thing that God has done for us. Let's go to Acts 20. Acts 20 and verse 35. I have showed you all things how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And here the word is makarios, meaning happy. People are happier when they give than when they receive. Now, I'm pretty happy when somebody gives me something, but I'm happier when I'm able to bless somebody and give them something. You know, it's a great thing. It's a great thing to be a giving person. It's one of the great keys in life. And, you know, you just, I'm sure you're all know people, and some people are very giving and they're usually very up and happy, and then you see people that are very taking. You ever meet somebody that just all they want to do is take? You know, they never want to contribute, they never want to participate, they never want to help anybody or give. They just think it's just about them only, and they're usually miserable people. They're usually not fun to be around, and then they wonder why nobody wants to be around them. Well, they don't give. In the founding document of the Declaration of Independence, it talks about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, and that, you know, it's kind of interesting. Those guys kind of believed in the Word and the Bible. And, you know, they said it's a right to have the ability to pursue happiness. They didn't say happiness was a right, but you could pursue it. Well, most people are pursuing happiness, aren't they? Is there anybody you know that doesn't want to be happy? I mean, everybody wants to be happy. Well, God tells us how to be happy. And one of the things is to give. He tells us how to get happy. The pursuit of happiness is much easier and much more enjoyable when we do it God's way. We have already seen that giving is a key to happiness. Let's go to Luke chapter 11. Verse 27. And you know, a lot of people, you ever ask, I remember when I first got in the Word and we go witnessing in the park and, you know, different places. And one of the things we do, we say, if you could have anything in life, what would it be? You know, and people would give you all kinds of great answers, you know. And a lot of times it had to do with money. You know, if I could have this, if I could have that. And, you know, if you look at television or you look at advertising, what are they trying to tell you? That you want something you didn't even know existed sometimes. That if you don't have this in your life, you can't be happy. Right? Isn't that a lot of times what they are trying to push? What was it? They used to, there was a commercial, and they may still do it, I don't know, about a Lincoln SUV, and the woman walks into the house, and the house is a mess, the kids are going nuts, so she goes back into her car, closes the door, turns on the stereo, and she has peace and serenity. That's kind of ridiculous, you know? Anyway, Luke chapter 11, verse 27. It came to pass as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked. And the word blessed is happy. But he said, Jesus Christ, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Wow, that's pretty cool. You know, she says something to him about, you know, what he's doing something here. I forget what it is, the context. He casted out the devil out of somebody, and, you know, this lady saw a miracle, and so she said, happy is the womb, your mother, that brought you into the world, and so on. He said, well, rather, more importantly, you know, happy are those that hear the word and keep it. And hear the word means to really listen to it, and then to keep it means to guard it, to maintain it in your life, which is a very important thing, because you could hear the word and not be happy, couldn't you? But that's what Jesus Christ said. Let's go to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. This is, you know, at the time of the Last Supper, and Jesus Christ washing the apostles' feet. And it says in verse 12, so after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was sat down, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. You know, you're happy if you serve one another. Again, it's in the sense of giving, right? But serving, you know, you serve the body of Christ. We serve one another. It's not, you know, most religions, if you're considered a real spiritual person, everybody serves you and waits on you, and you just sit there on your throne. And Jesus Christ gave the absolute opposite example. True Christianity is the more spiritual you are, the more you serve, the more you give. That's a great thing to think about. You put other people ahead of yourselves. Pretty easy. Key to marriage, too, putting the other person ahead of yourself. Let's go to James chapter 1. Happy. James chapter 1, verse 12. It says, happy is the man that endureth temptation. Temptation. We know what temptation is, right? We get tempted not to believe God's word. If we endure it, if we get past that temptation, we're happy. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Wow, and we can get a crown. I'd be happy to get the crown. Verse 25, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not forgetful here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed, happy in his deed. There we have liberty. Remember the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Well, liberty. Liberty comes from the Word of God. You know, we're free not because the government guarantees it, but we're free because we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. We've been freed from the bondage of sin and the bondage of being under the authority of the adversary. But, you know, people don't desire freedom and liberty if they don't have God. They just don't. And you can document that throughout history. People who don't have God have a tendency to want to be in bondage. God love you. Sure, I'm your savior. So, you know, and where's the law of liberty? It's in the Word of God, right? So again, happiness, when you look into the Word of God, and when you do the Word of God, you're blessed in what you do. You're happy in what you're doing. What a great thing to know. What a great key to life, you know? You look into the Word, you do it, and then you're going to be happy in what you're doing. Let's go to 1 Peter. Chapter 3. It says, for he, chapter 3, verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil. You know what eschew means, right? Put it away from you. Get away from it. Let him eschew evil and do good. So there's a contrast. You put away evil, but you do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So, pretty great. You know, another thing about happiness, you know, if you stand for God, you know, you're not going to get, you suffer for righteousness' sake, means you endure for righteousness' sake, right? You stand up for the Word of God. You may take a little flack sometimes, but you're going to be happy. The Working Translation, he translates verse 14. However, even if you suffer for justness, be blessed or happy. Do not fear their fear or be disturbed. That makes it a little easier to understand. Let's go back to Psalms. Psalms has a bunch of places where it talks about being happy. And we'll start in Psalm 1. Good place to start. And you're all familiar with this verse too, I'm sure. The very first word of Psalms, blessed. And that word blessed is happy. Happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You know, and that gives you three different things. Walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, the ungodly people will give you some, sometimes very good sounding counsel, but it won't be according to God's word. And then you're not going to be happy. Or standeth in the way of sinners. And that means, you know, God rejectors. You're hanging out with God rejectors. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You know, people that just, you know, curse God. But his delight, God bless you, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And all those things will make you happy, right? You know, a tree that has water is a happy tree. We're going to be happy. Let's go to Psalm 40. Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. That's great, isn't it? Happy is the man that trusts in God. We heard about trusting in God in prayer. I think in Johnny's prayer, I guess. You know, when you trust God, you're happy. You know you're going to be taken care of. You know that he's there for you, that he watches over you. Let's go to Psalm 84. Verse 4. Blessed are they, or happy are they, that dwell in thy house, and they will be praising thee, Selah. And, you know, obviously in Psalms it would be talking about the temple. But the body of Christ is the temple now, isn't it? That's where God resides. He's here with us now. And it says, happy are they that dwell in thy house. They will be praising thee, Selah. Verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. You know, our strength is in the Lord. And when we know that, we're good. We're happy. We're sure of what we can do and what God tells us we can do. You know, our strength is not in our abilities, not in our brains, not in our physical abilities, but it's in God. And when we know that, we're going to be happy. Verse 12, it says, O Lord of hosts, blessed or happy is the man that trusteth in thee. So again, three times it's talking about how we are to trust God, look to God, rely on God. And when we do that, when we learn to do that, we're going to be happy. You know, did you ever get hit with something, you know, out of the blue and you get panicky all of a sudden and then you get peaceful and you realize God's going to take care of it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just make you happy, but it gives you peace in your heart. Psalm 89. 15. Blessed is the people, or happy is the people, that know the joyful sound, and they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. You know, we know the joyful sound of God's words. We know the joy that God gives us. And let's go to Psalm 112. Psalm 12, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, you know, is in awe, has great reverence for the Lord, for Jehovah, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. So it takes us back again to the word. So we've seen that, you know, we've seen a bunch of things that bring happiness. Giving, you know, serving others, trusting in God. Putting your brain into the word, you know, putting the word into your heart and mind and guarding it there and delighting in his word. And those things all bring happiness. So our job is to be happy. That's our job, you know, because all those things that God tells us that make us happy are not hard things to do, are they? They're really simple. And sometimes we're going to be sad if somebody falls asleep or something, bad happens. But we can always take it back to the Word and the promises that we have for eternity. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings. And when we do what God tells us, we're going to get back to happiness pretty quick. Because that's what we should be. We should be happy. Not just because of the events of the world, necessarily, or that you have made a big killing in the stock market or whatever else, but just simply because you're God's child and you have eternal life and you do the things that he tells you to do. And he says, when we do his word, we'll be happy. So, Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us. For what a great and sweet God you are and a loving Father. We thank you, God, for you give us all the keys to life. You give us the keys to happiness. You give us the keys to peace and joy. You show us how we are to live our lives. And when we do that, you're there for us all the time, blessing us and taking care of us. So we thank you, God, for the great joy it is to be your children and the great joy it is to walk with you and talk with you and to represent you in this world, that we can shine as lights. So we thank you for this in the great and wonderful name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.